Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. The delightful book, Will and Me, 8 amazing stories about two special friends, is receiving excellent reviews. 8 fictional stories about the amusing actions of grade school boys Will and his pal Johnny in the 1950s and 60s. Will and Me is written by John Hyland, born in Belvidere, Illinois. Following his desire to teach English, John earned a B.A. from Wartburg College and an M.A. from the University of Nebraska and a Ph.D. from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He served in the U.S. Army, spent a number of years teaching at the college level, remedial and standard composition classes were his specialty, along with world literature. A successful career as a freelance writer and developer of writing workshops. Now retired, John enjoys producing comic fiction, including his 2015 book, Ginger and Alice, A Story of Two Mischievous Gerbils. The author of Will and Me, John Hyland, our guest on This Week in America. John, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed being with you.
Well, I tell you, I really enjoyed having the chance to read the book, and you do an afterword in the book, and you sort of talk about how this all began. And you say, basically nostalgia is what started this whole process for the book.
My desire to remember all the good things that happened to me, the things I had fun doing in grade school, and I knew that all of that colorful material would be a good starting point for comic fiction. And it all resulted in Will and Me.
Yeah, and it's interesting how you went about developing the characters. There really wasn't one specific character. What, you had 3 or 4 friends, and you sort of put all of the characteristics together and came up with Will.
Right. I took all of their amusing things that they did and combined them and made that the basis of the main character, Will, the one that does most of the mischievous work things in the book.
And his partner in crime going along with this is Johnny, and I understand Johnny was basically you back in the day.
It is basically me, but it's a fictional version of me. It's not my exact report of what I did, really.
Yeah, the book was set back in the 1950s and 60s. Talk about that, because there was certainly a great relationship between what happened in the book and what happened in your real life. I'm sure a lot of memories came back as you were writing Will and Me.
Oh, yeah. They all come back. They pop back into my mind, and then I translate them into the fiction of the book.
The title character is interesting, Will and Me. And it's so difficult when you talk about a book like this. You don't want to give too much away. But Will, you go into the book and the detail on the name, and you actually had a friend who had the nickname Will as you were growing up.
Now, his name was Willie Fordyce, but he really wasn't that much of a mischief maker. But I liked his name so well that I took his name and used that as the name of the main character.
And in the book, Will and Me, Will you described as in the book as he had brains, but he didn't use them right. He used them less for school and more to get into different adventures, didn't he?
Right. I say that he detoured his mind.
And that's exactly what... Yeah, that's exactly what Will got into. Talk about some of the escapades. I mentioned this is basically 8 amazing stories about two special friends, Will and his buddy, his pal, Johnny. Talk about some of the different escapades, adventures that he gets into, and they all flow very nicely in the book. So just when you think, okay, he's going to turn his life around now and not get into trouble, not get into a situation again, he's right back in it again. What are some of the escapades that he gets into?
Well, the most interesting escapade was the one that occurred in the second story called Butterfly Collecting Can Be Dangerous.
Yes.
Where Will and Johnny had such a lot of success catching butterflies, various kinds. But then Will wanted to do something better. He wanted to snag a goose. A goose that was a pet of a farmer. And he snagged the goose, and then the farmer caught him and tried to get him to explain exactly why he did it. But Will told a lie to the farmer, and the farmer got upset, and he blistered Will. And to make matters worse, he grabbed Johnny and gave him a whipping, too. And the story ends by Johnny saying, Werewolf, that was a terrible lie. And Werewolf says, no, it wasn't really a lie. It was just an exaggeration.
And there is a fine line between a lie and exaggeration. The book we're talking about is called Werewolf and Me. John Hyland, right. H-Y-L-A-N-D, is the author. The book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can go to bookventure.com/bookstore and get information. Of course, log on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get that information as well. I mentioned this background that you had. It seems like you've always been interested in writing. When did this actually start for you?
Pardon me?
When did this actually start for you, the interest in writing? This goes back to your childhood when you were interested in reading and writing.
Right.
How did that get started? When did you decide, I really would like to pursue this? I would like to be able, I like reading these books, and I'd like to be able to write some myself.
When I actually started deciding to write it?
Yeah, not necessarily Werewolf and Me, but when you decided, I'd like to be a writer. I would like to write stories that will entertain people.
That started probably in the 1980s when I was writing all kinds of technical materials for colleges and different companies. And those were formal, impersonal, and kind of boring. So I decided to start writing things that are more interesting and based upon the good things that I did. And that eventually resulted in, that first book that I wrote, Ginger and Alice. And then it had its major result in Werewolf and Me.
Well, yeah, and these are books that you can read. You'll enjoy them. It'll be hard not to smile as you're reading these books. The new book we're talking about is Werewolf and Me. It's interesting. You have a special edition of Werewolf and Me. Talk a little bit about that, and we'll get into some of your writing rules and how the challenges you have in putting together stories like this that that flow properly and are descriptive and entertaining as well.
Right.
Yeah,
the main thing is you want to write sentences that are clear and specific and smooth-flowing. You don't have to stop and wonder, well, what's this next sentence mean? And as the sentences roll along and provide you with information, they have to be colorful and have to create vivid mental pictures in the minds of the people that read about scenery or read about the appearance of characters. Or they want to make sure that they know exactly what the characters are saying, and they want to imagine that they're hearing the characters speak in imaginary ways, but in ways that ordinary guys would be talking about.
How challenging is it to do that? You just told us basically rule number one, John Hyland's writing rules, and it sounds simple, but how often do you go back when you have several paragraphs and reread and rework those paragraphs so that you are concise and colorful at the same time?
I go back very many times. I revise several times and make sure that everything is exactly right. But it seems like I've got the ability to write that kind of material. And that goes way back to all the early years when I first started majoring in English, and that developed in all kinds of different kinds of writing. And but the writing that I did in the past, the technical writing, was not nearly as meaningful to me as the personal writing that involves comic literature.
Yeah, and I would think that in looking at the resume, and I mentioned all of the writing, it seems like throughout your entire life, no matter what it is, you're writing something. That probably all of those experiences come into play as you're writing something like Werewolf and Me. As you're doing the technical, again, you have to be very precise. You cannot use a whole lot of flowery language. You have to really get the point across. I assume that all of the background comes into play as you're writing something like Werewolf and Me.
Yep, the background just kind of enters right in. I don't know why. It's good instinct I have, I guess.
Well, and talk about the narrating action. There's a lot of action here. I mentioned the escapades. The boys go from one situation to another. Talk about writing that and narrating that so we have a sense of what they're getting into, and you do an excellent job by picking the right words and phrases so that we can sort of follow along. We can visualize what they're going through.
Well, that's the main thing. It's really successful literature if people that read the book can actually see it and imagine that they're right there observing what's going on.
In one of the stories, the slingshot story, it's interesting, and I want to talk about that transformation. And throughout the book, you've got what you could almost describe as sort of goofy antics that Will and Johnny are going through, but you turn them into something that's hilarious fiction as you're reading through that. Talk about the challenges of being able to do that, to take something that's almost sort of slapstick and turn it into something that's really hilarious as we're reading it.
Yeah, that's hard to do sometimes, but I might say that on the book that deals with the slingshots, that's the most of my past experience in grade school that I had to put into these books. I did so much with making those little hairpin slingshots that it constitutes most of what's in the book.
That's interesting that you can go back and draw on those memories. The book we're talking about is Will and Me. John Hyland is the author, our guest on This Week in America. Hyland is H-Y-L-A-N-D. If you're looking for information on the book, it's at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Book Venture. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the pictures in the book as well, because they really add to the story. We visualize what's going on, and that visualization is assisted by seeing the pictures. We feel like we know the characters, Will and Johnny. Talk about getting the right pictures, the artist who did that for you, and how you need to coordinate all of that so you all send a single message.
Okay, well, I picked a special lady that could do those kinds of pictures. Eldora Larson, her name is. And the kind of pictures that she makes, they're really amazing and kind of hokey, because the pictures of the people doing things a little bit out of proportion and a little bit zigzagged on the outline.
Yes.
But that's all something that's amazing and should really catch the attention of the people that are reading the book. And it fits in with the kind of material that I discuss. That's fascinating, but in many cases, preposterous.
You know, John Hyland, our guest on the program, author of Will and Me and other books that we're talking about on the program today, you are a runner, will run even several times a day, multiple days out of the week. You enjoy bicycling as well. Is that a good time for an author where you're sort of by yourself, where you can get in your imagination? Is that think time for you?
Well, it's helpful because if you're writing and you get exhausted and your mind is kind of, getting tired.
Yes.
You go out and do something like that, ride a bike or take a little bit of a run. And then you can come back and your mind seems to be vivid and active again.
Now, I mentioned some of the rules that you have in writing, and you talk about that in the special edition of Will and Me. I would think as I'm reading these, yeah, it's great for what you're doing and probably something that all of us should be aware of. What's the status of writing today? It's sort of abbreviated because of social media, that type of thing. How effective are we as writers today? If you were teaching a college class today in writing, composition, how different would it be than from when you actually taught it a few years ago?
Well, the writing that I taught when I was a college instructor, didn't have to worry about people sitting there with cell phones or
exactly.
Computers. And they actually had to write things out and make sure that everything was properly arranged as far as a wording. And everything had to be clear and precise and interesting. And they had to think and they had to do it thoroughly. They didn't have to just push the buttons on their little device they had in their hands. And right now it seems like people are losing that ability because they're doing too much texting, and they're really not concerned about writing in every responsible, acceptable way.
At one point, you wrote a book, Business Letters, a No-Nonsense Guide to Writing and Revising Them. What's the status of business letters? Do even people do business letters anymore?
Some of them do, but not as much as they did when I wrote that book. You never saw that because I didn't send that in. But that dealt with writing that was done in the 1980s.
And that was
and,
really at
it
that
dealt with Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, at that point, you had one shot to make that impression, and that was a business letter. And I can remember sitting and reading it out loud and going back through that. Those really were crucial at the time, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were. But at that time, when I wrote that book, Business Letters, A No-Nonsense Guide to Writing and Revising Them, is what the title was?
Yes.
I told them to use all of the basic writing materials that I use right now to make sure that everything was logical and clear and smooth flowing in the letters, and that there was enough colorful descriptions or explanations so people would get involved in what was being said and being more likely to accept what the business writer was telling him to do. But that's not the case anymore, it seems like.
No, John Hyland, our guest in the program, we're talking about his newest book, Will and Me, following the exploits of two friends back in the 1950s and 60s, amusing actions of grade school friends, Will and his pal Johnny, based on a lot of John's recollections from back during that period. Who were some of the influences as you were growing up in terms of writers that you enjoyed? Because obviously they caught your attention, captured your imagination. Who were some of the authors that you read growing up that were influences on who you are today as a writer?
The ones that I read was, they were older people, the ones that wrote fiction quite a while ago. James Fenimore Cooper?
Yes.
And, he was such a good writer, and I liked him so much that when I earned my Ph.D. in English from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, I wrote my dissertation on him and explained how his writing made extremely good use of comic techniques.
And obviously, an influence on you that we can see in the book, Will and Me. John Hyland, our guest on the program, several minutes left of time going by way too quickly. Talk about what you're working on now, because I'm sure in your mind you've got a lot of stories that need to be told. What are you working on now?
Nothing similar to what's Will and Me. I'm just thinking maybe about writing a novel based on the Civil War, because I'm a Civil War buff. And I've read so many things about Civil War battles that there's some that I really am interested in, like the Peninsula Campaign that took place in 1862, where the Federal Army was right down there in Virginia and was ready to occupy Richmond and defeat the rebels right there at that time, and how that failed. But so many of the soldiers in the battles suffered so much and did extremely well, but got injured or killed. And I think maybe someday that'll be the basis of a novel that I may write. But I'm 75 now, so I don't know how much longer I'm going to survive.
You've got plenty of time to do your research and write that book, and I would be really anxious to read that. I'm sure you will make that the whole Civil War story come alive again. Our guest on the program is John Hyland. That's H-Y-L-A-N-D. The new book we're talking about is Will and Me. The book is available at all the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You go to bookventure.com/bookstore and get information. And link onto all those places by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. John, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. I really enjoyed having a chance to, and what a childhood you had. Of some of these, even half these stories are accurate. Will and Me, going back to the 50s and 60s. Two best pals that go from one escapade adventure to another. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you very much for listening to me and making this interview.
It is our pleasure. John Hyland, H-Y-L-A-N-D. Our guest, the book is Will and Me. And information, of course, available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.